Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our good buddy, the coach, the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Coach Budenholzer, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you been?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing extremely well. You guys are as well. My first and foremost question is, when you have a rotation like this, it's been great to watch because it seems like everybody has really kind of just slid into their role, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, we've got a great group from top to bottom, and you know the way guys fit together and play together and work together, and you know everybody's just about winning, and so you know I think they want their role to be winning, so you know whatever that means, they're willing to do it, and it's been great to watch, and we got to keep it going.
When the season ended last year, was it a conversation you had with Giannis about what he wanted to do or what he wanted to do to get better, or did he just take a lot of this stuff upon himself to say, I'm going to work on a jump shot, I'm going to work on this, I'm going to work on that? I would assume there's an evaluation process, but he certainly seems that whatever he did in the offseason is regarding his jumper, regarding his free throws and such, has been better.
Yeah, no, I mean, Giannis is such a... he's committed to just being the best and committed to excellence. And, you know, so if you left him to himself, he would be amazing and do just fine. But, you know, you do have those conversations, and he's a sponge, and he wants coaching. He wants to be pushed. He wants feedback on, you know, where he can improve and how he can improve and, you know, and the team and how, you know, we can be better as a team. And, so there's a lot of that conversation that happens, but, you know, like I said, if you left him all to himself, he would do just fine and would probably come back and be doing exactly what he's doing now.
When you get veterans like this, and even going to a guy like George Hill, the Lopez brothers, you start bringing a guy like Kyle Korver, does that make it easier or harder on you as a coach?
No, easier for, you know, unless you come down to, you know, who gets to play, and, you know, it's the only thing that's hard about it is, you know, you're kind of tasked with the job of, you know, how many minutes and how long they play. And, you know, some nights guys don't get to play. But now when you have veterans like George Hill, Kyle Korver, and, you know, adding Robin Lopez to this team, you know, with what Brooke has brought to us, you know, now for a year and a half, it's a real great thing that we have going with a mix of veterans and then guys that are younger, and you know, the Dantes and the Pat Connington's and Sterling's and DJ's and Dragan. You know, it's a good mix of veteran and young guys, and guys in their prime, Bled and Chris, you know. So it's a good mix. John Horst did a great job.
Talking with Coach Budenholzer, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. One of the guys that has impressed me was Dante DiVincenzo. We kind of knew he could shoot. He's filled into that role. He's garnered a few more minutes along the way. Talk about his progress after a season in which it ended in injury last year.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that stands out is, you know, he's healthy. We were super excited about him when we drafted him. He came out of training camp last year in the rotation. You know, it's usually about a 10-man rotation. He was in the top 10, and then he just, you know, had several injuries that set him back and could never really get back into the rotation. So, a great summer of working, healthy, and he's just, you know, he's a winner. You know, we talk about, you know, this team's having a lot of success, and you got to have guys that do the little things. It's defensively, you know, it's kind of boring or it's minutia to people, but, you know, his discipline on, you know, things we want to do both on the ball and off the ball. It's just he's got great attention to detail for a young player, and for a young player that understands how important, you know, little things are to winning and the details are to winning. He's got it. You know, I think Jay Wright does a great job at Villanova, and he can handle the ball. He can play pick and roll, be kind of a secondary ball handler, shooter, driver. He's a really good basketball player.
As a coach, you got a hell of a role going on right now. I know the All-Star break means some guys get a chance to rest the legs and you heal up a little bit and you get ready for the stretch run. But as a coach, you hate to kind of get away from that momentum a little bit, don't you?
No, I don't think there's anybody, even coaches, we're usually all ready for a little break. you know, it's a long season, 82 games. It's like we all say it's a marathon, and so we need to hit one of those water stations in the middle of the marathon and, you know, take a few days. And, you know, I think everybody, it's good for everybody. And certainly, it's, you know, hopefully we can play well, you know, up until the break. You know, I think we got four or five more games, and then, you know, there's a focus that usually teams have coming out of the break and getting ready for the playoffs. It's usually much needed.
So do you hold your breath when your guys are playing in the All-Star game that nobody goes down with an injury, just get through it and just call it a day, just get them in and out as quick as possible?
Yeah, you're definitely, you know, anytime they're playing in a game like that, you're mostly hoping that they come out healthy. And you know, and but Giannis and Chris, they're great, and, you know, they're in a good place, and, you know, they know how to handle themselves. And but yeah, I think most of the city of Milwaukee will probably hold their breath through the All-Star game. Just want them to get back here, you know, feeling great and ready to go for the second half.
What did you think of your first view of Zion last night?
Yeah, he's impressive. You know, it's just, you know, just the athleticism and explosiveness he has, that, you know, the size. He's just very unique. He's, you know, tough to keep away from the paint. You know, getting 14 free throws, you know, you get to the free throw line like he does, you're going to be a big-time scorer. And, you know, so, and I think he's still, you know, just working his way into kind of game shape, game conditioning. And he's a handful. I was impressed.
You and I talked at the beginning of the season. We were coming out of last year and said, did you learn anything coming out of last season? And you said, you know what, we'll find out going into this season. So have you learned anything coming out of last season into this season thus far?
Well, I think the group's focus and the group's, you know, kind of the way they're, the purpose with which they're playing is, you know, hopefully something that we've established, we can take forward. You know, Giannis is, his competitiveness and his drive, I think, sets the tone. But I think Chris is similarly built. Eric, and really the whole team, you know, there's just an underlying competitiveness, an underlying desire to be great, to win, and to, you know, compete at the highest level and be the last team standing. And I think we knew that about the team. But, you know, it's harder to do it year after year and game after game and night after night. And, you know, it takes a certain type of character to do that. And I think our team's built with that character. But we've got a long ways to go. You know, it's, I think, 50 games in and then the playoff, you know, 30 more to go and then the playoffs. So we're excited about, you know, the group and the potential we have.
Talking with Coach Budenholzer, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. So the trade deadline begins to near. How, as a coach, because my assumption is you would be in at least conversing with John Horst about what possibilities may be out there, and how difficult is it to balance that with being a head coach and trying to squash any nervousness amongst your players?
I just get some popcorn, a couple, like a Coke, and some, maybe some peanut M&Ms or something. I just go in there and give him a hard time, throw M&Ms and popcorn at him, and just say, what are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
Like he gets, you know, like he gets to do during the games and stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun. He is amazing at what John does. His, the thoroughness and the thought, the deep thinking that he and his group put into everything that we do. And so, you know, I think we're in a great situation. We have a team that's, you know, established itself as one of the top teams in the East and top teams in the league. And we feel good about our roster. So there's no pressure. There's no, you know, sense that we have to make any changes or do anything differently. And at the same time, if there's an opportunity for John to make our team better, both, you know, in the short term, the long term, we want to have sustained long term success. You know, he's great at understanding what it takes and includes me and communicates with me. And so they're up there. They're doing their thing. It's fun to watch them work. And, you know, it's an exciting time in the league.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, because you and I have not talked since then, but give me your thoughts when you heard about and now have absorbed the death of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an incredibly tragic, you know, event. And for everybody that was, you know, affected by this, all the families, the loss, not just the Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna, but everybody, it's just so sad. And You know, I think you've seen over the last 7 to 10 days just the power of his impact, and all the players and coaches and fans. It just, you know, I would say he set a standard of excellence that a lot of us, you know, could use as an example as we kind of, you know, go through life in basketball, but away from the court and just the ultimate competitor. So really, really sad for his wife and his three daughters and everybody that knows, and his, you know, friends and family, and really friends and family of everybody that was lost in the crash.
Coach, I know you're about to the halfway point. You're going to hit the water station. I would assume that water station is probably Calderon Club and a little chicken Marcel and a bottle of wine, right?
Oh, that's always a good place, yes, for sure. That's a good water stop.
I've been down there the last couple of times. I haven't seen you down there, so I gotta find out. I have Gino call me the next time you're down there. We'll break some bread. Appreciate it.
That'd be great. I love it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
There you go. Coach Budenholzer, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.